Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way. We got the man, Mark Mills from Shimano. We are talking all kinds of goodness today. We're talking rods, we're talking reels, and we're talking that great fishing and all the great new stuff that's come out from Shimano. Lots of great times here this morning. If you want to join us in this second hour, Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. Two ways you can reach us, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or 877-792-1090. You can get us there toll free if you want to get in on the action, get in on the fun, and also get in on a couple of really cool prizes. Again, thanks so much to Mark and everybody at Shimano for providing us a couple of great prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a TMC 76MH. Such a cool new rod. It's the brand new line of Terramars. We've been talking about it most of the morning. Hugely successful. Very, very well received. They're awesome. I mean, you guys just nailed it. Great rods, inexpensive, the right actions, the right components. It's a really, really cool rod. And we're giving away two of them at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And with that, it's time for the catch report. It's time to find out what's biting today in the fishdope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Products. Processing in San Diego. Summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. And if you're on a private boat, call them the day before you go and make arrangements to drop your fish off either at their dock or at their after-hours drop, where you can get a tag, a lock combo, and put your fish in their slush bin. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And I feel like we tell this story every week, but again, this was my first time using the slush bin thing, and Mills, you wouldn't believe how nice it is. I wish there was a Fisherman's Processing in Orange County. So basically, we come back from fishing at the end of the day. Right. It's after hours of Fisherman's Processing. They're locked up and tired from cutting fish all day. They basically have this locked area. Almost think of it like an industrial building would have their dumpsters in, you know, like a locked thing with a gate on it. You basically call Sean ahead of time, and he says, you know, the combo for tonight for you is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, and your tag's going to be yellow. So you pull up to Fisherman's Processing. There's this locked gate. You punch in the combo, you open up the gate, and there's this bin, the slush bin, that's full of ice and water, and basically there's a bunch of colored tags there, and, you know, Mills, your color's going to be yellow, so you pull up with your truck or your boat on the trailer,
right.
You take all the yellow zip ties, you put them on your tuna, you bump it into the bin, you lock the thing back up, and you head home. The next day, you come in after work, and all of your fish from your skiff is perfect Fisherman's Processing treatment, vacuum packed, killer.
Awesome.
You can do smoke and jerky orders.
Somebody was thinking
You can do the tuna burgers, which we did a bunch of. You know, you take a bunch of your yellowfin.
We've been talking about that this morning.
It's so killer that, and especially with the new fillet regulations,
right,
and having to deal with carcasses and everything, it's nothing. You literally drop it off on your way home. It's such a rad
idea. That's
awesome. Yeah,
that's an amazing.
Very, very cool. Again, if you want to get more information, check out fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start off our catch report. We're going to go back up to Alaska. Got the full report from Whaler's Cove, but I'm sure John's got something exciting to add to that. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Your group, Let's Talk Hookup, is up here right now, and they're getting ready to get on the catamaran at about 8:30, but they've had a great time. They've had 3 days of great fishing. Lots of coho yesterday. In fact, on my boat, I had 4 of your listeners, and we went and got our limit of coho. Then we went and got some really nice halibut and rockfish and some cod. And we spent the rest of the day whale watching, which is something that people can do up here. Once you get tired of catching fish, do a little ecotourism. The whale show that we had yesterday was phenomenal. This one whale kept breaching over and over and over again, and then using his pectoral fin to slap the water, and they got videos, and we just sat there for about an hour enjoying nature at its best with no other boats around, just the whales, and we'd already caught our fish, so it was absolutely incredible.
Wow, that's cool. Awesome. Well, it sounds like the guys just had such a great trip. I know we heard both from Pete and Harold Davis this morning telling us about how great the operation was, how great the weather was. They said the food was just off the charts, and we're really looking forward to hearing Pete in here tomorrow to give us the full wrap-up. Well, John, if somebody does want to come up to Whalers Cove and join you guys on a great trip, how do we do it?
Well, you would check out WhalersCoveLodge.com. WhalersCoveLodge.com has all the information about what trip dates are available. It'll show you the boats, the rooms, and everything. Or you can just call guest services here at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And now that we're getting into later August and into September, we close, our last day is September 11th, but we're going to have some really good freshwater fishing up some of these secluded rivers. And a couple of my guests went up the river the other day, and they said, we were the only people we saw all day long.
How cool.
So you might see bears, have a chance to fly fish or spin cast for coho, cutthroats, the occasional rainbow, Dolly Varden. And this is the time that's most popular for freshwater as well. So you can do some saltwater, you can do some freshwater, some ecotourism, or come back to the lodge and hop in a kayak and just paddle around. I mean, that we offer everything here. It's
awesome.
Phenomenal.
Awesome, John. Well, great report. Appreciate that as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Let's continue with our catch report. We got our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish, got that fishdope.com report. What's up, Mark?
Well, no coho salmon or salmon.
None of those, huh, Mark?
But I bet you stayed pretty darn busy this week.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable, as you well know, you know. But another spectacular week, but of both inshore and offshore, with just about everything biting, except, of course, cohos. But there's too much to cover, so I just got to hit a few highlights here. It's been some very good marlin fishing up west, not too much talked about here recently, but it's way up west like we normally see in these warm years. It's a good edge up above the west end, way up there, kind of in that 175 to 17 zone, and then from there on all the way up to Santa Cruz. There's quite a bit of fish stacked up on it, but unfortunately it's a little choppy up there now. These guys will have to fasten their seatbelts, but been pretty damn good fishing up there. A few scattered around the tuna fish down there on the east end, and then more than a few scattered in that 150 zone, kind of mixed in with those yellowtails there. It's surprising how much marlin's hanging on that shelf there. And then speaking of that yellowtail fishing on that 150 in the horseshoe, oh, my God, this week was absolutely nothing short of fantastic. Just spectacular fishing, both the private boats and the sport boats. Unbelievable scores. I think the Monte Carlo, the half-day boat up there, had 121 one afternoon or something.
Jeez.
Like that. These big ones. It's just crazy good fishing. There's a big area of fish. Just watch for the turns picking. You guys can find your spots away from the other boats. There's going to be a huge amount of boat pressure on those fish this weekend, guys. Be cool there. Offshore, things changed a little bit up here. You know, early in the week, we had some spectacular bluefin fishing, kind of stretched from the east end, you know, 277, that ridge there, over towards the mackerel bank. There's a little strip of water. It just held tons of fish in there, and they were really biting. Got a little tough here the last couple days, but, you know, still the best answers, 30 and 40-pound fluorocarbon and a hot bait there, especially earlier in the morning. Those long soaks are getting them, and then once the sun gets up a little bit, guys are doing better with a little sinker rig there, getting your bait down a little bit deeper. But the guys saw tons of fish yesterday. They just did not want to bite all that much. There's bluefins being bluefins, and they'll get back on the program here, I'm sure. Looking at a new water map this morning, just had a middle-of-the-night shot that was a really good picture, and it looks like that little spot of water they were in is moving up to the northwest a little bit, so it might be moving. You want to keep an eye on that. And then that yellowfin fishing, you know, the better zone for those guys has been a little closer to the beach, 267 down to like 8 to 12 miles off of Oceanside, and then on down to the upper 9 and then offshore along the border, you know, out from there. Yesterday got pretty darn good fishing down in that zone for that nicer grade yellowfin and a little bit more Dorado in there. And, you know, everybody knows that bait's been tough here this year most of the time, especially up in our area. You know, guys are really figuring out how much those yellowfin like chunks. The chunking has just been extremely effective this year, more so than normal, it seems like. And then, of course, a lot of guys also have taken advantage of the flatfall phenomenon. You know, every picture I see on the Internet just about when a yellowfin's caught on a jig seems like it's been on a flatfall here recently. But very effective for both the yellowfin and the bluefin dropping down there 150, 200 feet there. And that's where a lot of that nicer grade fish is coming from. So just overall, guys, I mean, I could just go on and on and on. This fishing as it's been all summer, nothing short of fantastic. It's time to go.
So cool, Mark. Awesome report. You know, we always say the same thing every week, week after week, that this is such a good time to get fish dope. There's such good information that yourself and Danny and all the guys collect, and Dave and Danny does such a good job putting it together, that literally with fishing the way that it is right now, you can hop on your computer the night before, you can dial up the numbers from Fish Dope, and you can drive right there and catch fish. It's literally that easy. And if you want to jump on that Fish Dope program, it's very easy to do. If you're not a member, you're looking for a new membership, you just punch in the code Hook Up Now. Again, Hook Up Now, all lowercase, no space, and it's going to save you $20 on a yearly membership. And Mark, again, just can't get over how rad the fishing is. Great report. I know you guys have got to be super busy at Pacific Edge. If somebody wants to get a little more information on all the great stuff you got going on there, you talked about bait being a little bit tough. This is the time when having a really good bait system really makes a big difference, and nobody builds a better bait system than you guys here at Pacific Edge.
Thanks, Ricky. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
And the store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, where you can see all the different tanks and different stuff we do. And, you know, one of my customers was in yesterday. He just had signed up for Fish Dope, and he was like, oh, my God, I had no idea all this information was so easy to get.
Everything, weather, fishing, info. I mean, it's awesome. It's all there. Mark, great job. Appreciate it. As always, thanks for compiling such great info for us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Ricky. We'll see you, buddy.
All right, Mark. Hey, we got a little bonus to our catch report today. We got the man, Captain Benny Florentino, is on the line this morning. What's up, Benny?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Hey, Mark. What's happening, guys?
What up, buddy? How are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm pretty fried after a long 10 days. I've got the weekend off.
I was wondering why you were on the radio, man. I thought you'd be out on a charter right now. I'm like, you got good cell reception.
I'm regrouping right now, but I just wanted to call in to just let the anglers know out there and the listeners that the fishing right now local. I've been running local yellowtail, calico. I know calico bass in the middle of summer with all this going on, but I still have some diehard calico anglers coming on the boat. But that yellowtail fishing out, you know, local 7 miles off the out of the harbor is just spectacular. You know, just the numbers that I'll throw at you. Monday was 12, 9, 14, jeez, 9, 6, and yesterday we had 5.
Wow.
But these are all surface iron fishing. And we're fishing, you know, I was just outfitted with a brand new Terramar Terramar rods, and the anglers are getting first-hand use out of the 86H, the 90H, and one of my favorites, the 90MH, and I'm teaming them up with the Trenx and Torium 20As,
right,
and fishing them with that new PowerPro Max Quattro, and we're fishing 80 pounds, and you know, with that 16-pound diameter, and you're going to get 25% more on that spool than you would a regular Power Pro. And the strength is just incredible. So, and these are, you know, I run a lures only fishing trip. So anglers are fishing, catching yellowtail, and the bass fishing. You know, we had Diego and Trevor last weekend out of the service department.
Boy, that's a crew.
Yeah. And, you know, I run a trip for these guys because they work so hard in that service department. So I took him out fishing. We tried for yellows, didn't get any. We went bass fishing. Diego got a 45-pound white sea bass.
Oh, yeah.
On a squad minnow 128 rip bait, you know, on a 40-pound straight tie braid on a medium Terramar rod. How awesome is that?
No, we told him to go out and buy himself a lottery ticket after that one, actually. I saw the footage. He's like, hey, he came over to my desk. Hey, I got to show you this. So I was like, right on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so just let, you know, anglers, there are other opportunities out there. If you don't want to battle the crowd and you want to get away and fish calicos, there's yellows mixed in. I know there's a really good sea bass bite somewhere, and I've seen pictures of them. But there's some big fish if anglers want to put the time in, if they don't want to battle the crowds. There's something to do out there on that ocean, and there's some really interesting stuff. So, oh, and by the way, I got a 9.6 calico yesterday on the surface iron on a kicker 25L and Senorita fish on that 90H and a Trenx 80-pound.
9.6.
9.6. And this is
sick.
Summer with, you know, yellowtail, bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, Marlin, Swordfish. So,
yeah, the core guys are catching some nice calicos still right now. It's been kind of the quiet thing. Only a handful of guys are doing it, but they're getting them.
Yeah, there's some big, and I saw fish bigger than that underneath this one. In fact, I missed the fish that was probably looking about 12 plus pounds that missed the jig that the 9.68. I thought it was a 10 pounder.
How cool,
but
Benny.
Anyway, hey, guys, have a great show. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, buddy.
If anybody wants to come out or check the website, fishcoastalcharters.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you got it, Benny. Your new website looks great. All the info is on there. Great report. Great job. I'm glad you're enjoying this killer summer, Benny. We really appreciate you calling and giving us a check.
Appreciate it, boys.
All right.
See
thanks
you, buddy.
A lot for
Bye.
That. Hey, let's jump right back into these jam-packed phone calls. Everybody's excited to talk to Mark, and why don't we start it off with Tom, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, hey, great hearing from Benny. He's a great guy.
No, one of the best.
Morning, Tom. How's it going, buddy?
Well, going pretty good. You know, I had a great trip out with Alex and Shimano out of Oceanside, the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup tour. And I've been thinking about getting another Talica, a smaller one, a 30-pound setup, maybe the Talica 12. But, golly, we were throwing the, what's the other beautiful casting rod reel?
Trinidad, maybe? The Trinidad, Torium, the Tranks?
Oh, we were throwing the Trinidad, and my golly, I could not believe that. And you know, I guess the Torium is, I mean, not the Torium, excuse me, the Talica is going to give you a probably more all-around performance. But does it cast almost as good as the Trinidad, or how would you differentiate those two?
Well, you know what? The benefit about the lever drag models is that you can get them in a single speed, but you can also go into a two-speed. When you go into the Toriums or the Trinidads, they're only going to be right now in a single speed because it's a star drag versus a lever drag. The benefit of the lever drags, like the Talicas, are you get a little bit better and more consistent drag pressure, but the Toriums and the Trinidads being a star drag, you're going to get better cast ability out of those. So, you know, it kind of depends on where you want. I'm a big Trinidad fan. I like my star drags. There is time, especially this year, when we got into that bigger grade stuff, you needed a Talica. I mean, last year we needed 12s and 16s. This year we needed 16s and 20s and 25s, you know. But, you know, if you're looking for a two-speed, then step into the Talica world. If you're looking for a reel for casting and even fly lining baits a little bit better than that, the star drag market's is where you're going to want to be. You can go with a 16, 20, or even a 30 in that size. Probably the 30 is what you're looking at.
Both good options.
Yeah.
If a guy's wanting to fish a good 30-pound rig, fill his reel with 50 or 65-pound Power Pro and fish a little bit of 30-pound Top Shot. If he's going to go Talica, what size is your favorite? If he's going to go Trinidad, what size is your favorite?
You know, if you're going to go Talica, if you need something for everything, the 12 is where it's at. I mean, that'll get you done everything that you'd want to do. You could put 60-pound on it. You could put 65-pound Max Quattro on it and have plenty of line. On the Trinidad world, I'm a big 16 fan. I like 16 out here. I think that's fine. I'll put 50-pound on it, and now that we have our Max Quattro, which, like Benny was saying, is 25% thinner, you can get quite a bit of line on that. So I'll use 50-pound Max Quattro that has a diameter of 40 pounds, still the same breaking strength as 50, and be good to go.
That Max Quattro is going to change a lot of things because correct me if I'm wrong, a 16 narrow, a 16, a 20, and a 30, all the same gears, all the same guts,
yeah.
Just a matter of line capacity.
Right.
And now that you have a line that's so skinny that you can put some more on there, it makes more and more reason to go with that more narrow reel.
Here's a good way to understand it, is that the guys out here like to fish the Trinidad 14.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put 50-pound on Trinidad 14, you can now fish a Trinidad 12, which is a little narrower, and have the same line capacity with the Max Quattro.
There you go.
So instead of fishing a 14 because you're worried about line capacity for a 12, you can now go to the 12 and have the same line capacity as a 14. So Max Quattro comes in green, and it comes in the high-vis yellow, so you can have either or, whatever your preference is. Out here, that the yellow and the brighter line is where you want to be.
That's it. Very cool, Tom. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime. Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander. The newest addition to their family, the 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley, perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room with a rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
It's Yamaha's Super Sizzlin' Summer Sales Event. For limited time, eligible new 60 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 50 horsepower four-strokes include up to $3,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Mills, and we're going to do just that. Jumping right back into the phones, talking to Leroy, calling us from Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning, Leroy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Leroy. What's going on, man? How are you this morning?
Good. I wanted to ask about the new Terramar jig rods.
Yes, sir.
All right.
They have reel seats now?
We do have them with reel seats, and we have ones without reel seats as well. So you can get an 8-footer there with the reel seat, or you can get one of the 9-foot medium heavies without a reel seat, depending on what you want to do.
Is there much difference from the old ones to the new ones?
Quite a bit, actually. The actions are a little bit different. I think you'll like the actions better. The blank is thinner. It's a little smaller diameter, so it'll cut the wind a little bit better, a little easier on you. Went to a little bit lighter guide train, and as Ricky and I were talking, we have it's still made out of TC4 blank construction, which is kind of the Shimano proprietary blank construction that we do. But we also, we have a, what we call tech tape on it. It's a polypropylene tape over the blank of the rod to protect it from, like, falling or getting any scratches that you may happen if it falls on the deck or somebody hangs it or hits it with a jig or something. So they come in on the jig sticks you're going to have. It's going to be EVA with shrink tube on it.
You'll really like them, Leroy. I mean, this is coming from a Terramar guy. That's the rod that I really like fishing, and I'm stoked on it. Like I said, I was very apprehensive when I heard that things were being changed, and it is, in my opinion, it is 100% for the better. I love them.
Yeah.
And the price is extremely similar to what they were before.
Yeah, you're $179 to $200.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're very easy on the pocketbook, but they're right. They're very much built for what we do out here. They're killer rods.
Are they available at Fisherman's Landing?
They are. I know that. I think most of the dealers in the West Coast all have them, and we have a full line. And I think any of the good shops that you went into are going to have a full line.
It was a good thing for us at ICAST to actually introduce this product in July and then ship right after the show. Literally, we had them by the end of July to their tackle dealers in limited quantities. Yeah, it's a good thing, and you can go check them out at any of your good local tackle stores or head on down and see Ricky, and like I said, he said that he's got them there at the tackle store.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them, Leroy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for giving us a call. You got it. Ed and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Mark. Rick.
Morning,
I've got a question for you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Okay, when I was taking my braid off and that, I noticed that on my spool, I had some corrosion on that. Does Shimano make any kind of a conditioner that before you spool up braid or something like that, that you can put on to help keep that from happening?
Interesting that you said that. Do you know what reel that you had that corrosion on?
Well, I had it on an Akumu.
Oh, well, there you go. Shimano does not, we have what we call EI surface treatment, and you'll find it on our Trinidads, our Talicas, and we've added it to our Toriums. And it's a special proprietary treatment that we do. It's a second process to the anodization that doesn't allow that to happen. Once again, that's one of those other things that you get when you buy a Shimano. If you feel the Shimano's, they have a weird kind of almost a slick feel.
Yeah, slick.
What that does, and we got it for two reasons. One, so you don't get that body cancer that you may get from the salt on the sides of the reel. But anybody that uses braid, that braid will have water that stays inside that reel and against that metal, and without any wind or air, it'll eat away a spool. That will not happen on any of those three reels. Done. Don't have to worry about it.
Cool.
You can leave it on there all year round, get it next year, and guess what? There's nothing there.
I remember when those reels were in their test stage. It's a story that Doug tells all the time. They were in the testing stage, and a couple of reels came out, some of the prototypes, and they went marlin fishing for the day. And typical scenario, you know, pull the boat up to the fuel dock and fueling the boat back up and getting ready to squirt the rods down, or getting ready to squirt the, you know, rods and reels down with fresh water. And the guy we were fishing with came running down the road, don't, fresh water, those haven't had fresh water in 2 years. Like,
yeah.
they were in the test phase basically seeing how long they could, not saying that that's the recommended way to do it, but that was the thing. No fresh water on the exterior of those reels in 2 years.
Yeah, it's five times more durable than our current or our past generation Trinidads that did not have it, and 10 times more durable than any of the competition that we've seen out there from everybody that we've dealt with on the West Coast and all the reels. That EI surface treatment will not corrode up your spool. Won't do it.
Period.
You may get a little bit of corrosion underneath the reel seat, like anything, because you have dissimilar metals, you know, because between that. But you won't get that corrosion from the braided line at all.
Awesome.
Done.
There you go, Ed. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Great question.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Roy. Roy's calling us from Encinitas. Hi, Roy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Roy? How are you, buddy? How you doing?
All right, good, thanks. I'm going on the San Diego on the 11th with you guys on that seminar.
Oh, cool. You're going to have Alex. Alex is kind of the new guy. He's kind of taking over my place for my travel, and he's been doing a great job for Let's Talk Hookup and Shimano.
Well, I was hoping you'd be there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll be actually out. Actually, I think I'll be at Lake Lanier, matter of fact.
I think Mills is probably hoping he would have been there, too.
I know. Yeah. I'll get to bass. I'd rather catch tuna.
With as good as the fishing is.
Yeah. Anyways, question. Are you guys going to, you guys talked about it earlier, are you guys going to have poppers and the spinning rods on so we can try those out?
We will. We have Saragossas, we have Sustains, and we have Stellas all on the boat. We'll have Orcas, and we'll also have some Orca Pops on the boat as well. So you'll have that opportunity. This is a perfect deal to do these Let's Talk Hookup on the water seminars. Buy it before you try it, and also you'll be able to you know, throw a popper, fish it on a spinning rod, and we do have tranks on the boat too. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to see where our West Coast conventional guys throw on popper. You can try it with that, and then grab a spinning rod and try it with that, and then you're going to find out, for the most part, I'm guessing, that you're going to want to buy a spinning rod to put into your golf course, or your golf bag of Arsenal fishing tackle.
But like you say, though, that's the beauty. You're going to get to try both. You're going to get to see the best of both worlds, and your attitude might be, you know what, yeah, I can cast farther spinning, but I feel more comfortable with the tranks. Or it might be, man, I cast that tranks far, but look at the distance I'm getting the spinning rod, and you know what, man, I caught that fish way easier than I thought I would on spinning tackle. And,
right.
And there's no better way to do it. You know, you can listen to myself and Mark tell you all day long about how much better spinning has become from what it was, you know, generations ago, but there is no replacement for putting that thing in your hands and turning the handle with a fish on it.
No, it's excellent. And what's cool about that is that you can fish off the opposite side of the boat where everybody's drifting baits off the one side. You can get back with your wind to the bat with your back and make the cast off the other side and have a whole ocean to yourself with that popping tackle.
There you go.
It'll be awesome. You'll like it. You'll have a good trip, and Alex will have all that fun stuff on the boat. Also, the different lines of Super Slick, the Max Quattro, Zero Impact, and Standard Power Pro and Hollow Ace. All be on that trip.
That's good. And nobody does three-quarter day fishing like the San Diego Roy.
No, Ryan's awesome, man. He saw that whole boat and crew is great.
They are just such a well-run operation, great fishing. You're going to have an excellent time. I can't wait to hear the report when you get back.
Yep. I wish I was right, going, man.
Yeah.
All right, Roy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Henry in Santa Cruz. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Henry.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, I picked up a couple of those new Octopapas, and they worked really well.
Oh,
they
awesome.
They worked great.
You sound like you're from the eastern seaboard, from the East Coast. You sound like you know how to fish with the popper.
I do. You know, I've been out here 30 years.
All right. Yeah, you still got the accent.
I go back there once a month, you know, once a year for a month, and I fish on the Cape Cod Canal. So I pick it up a little bit. But, you know, I was fishing the 3-ounce popper,
uh-huh.
And it casts like a demon. Something that has, you know, looks like it has the aerodynamics of an anvil.
Right.
I was throwing it with a 10-foot rod that's got a very soft tip and a very strong butt on it, and it was going between 90 and 110 yards on every cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was actually counting. I used the Power Pro Depth Hunter 50-pound.
Uh-huh.
So I was counting, and it would be, you know, 11 colors.
Yeah, that's a lot of colors to count back, man. I need my fingers there to count all those back.
That's why I got the 25. You know, they had them with 1 foot and 2 foot, but it swims great. You know, sometimes when you use the big 3-ounce poppers with a wide face on it, it's a lot of work pulling it back through the water. I mean, you know, you do it 8, 9, 10 times, like, all right, my arm's got to. But I think the blowhole on the top made it very easy to bring it back. And
that's one of the reasons why it was there. One was sound. Two was water splash, and three was actually water cupping. It actually releases a lot of that water and that drag that you're going to have on your arm.
And it had new single hooks. I picked up a striper, and I wanted to see how it works. So I went out. I'm going to take it out on the beach after I talk to you guys. And I was using it to bring it through anchovy schools.
Uh huh.
Right.
And striped bass and big halibut in shallow water don't like to share. So if they're eating little tiny anchovies, if you throw an anchovy bait, they're probably not going to bite it. But if you bring through a nice big, you know, 5-inch plug that's making a lot of noise, and they look at it, it's like, you're not eating our anchovy. They're all ours. I pick up a nice striper. I think it's going to work well for halibut. But with those, you know, those single hooks, it's kind of a, you know, if you're on a boat, it's a pain in the neck trying to get a treble hook out. You know, you got two big double trebles. They work, but I think those new, you know, the new single hooks are going to work really well.
We did that too. One, it holds the fish on better, and two, a lot of people would do with poppers, kind of do the same thing. They want to release the fish and not damage it, and those single hooks make things a lot nicer.
The other, you know, the question I had.
Yes.
If you're, you know, on the new, the twin power or the twin spins with that Oceana rod.
Yes.
If you know, for a combo. There was a video online of a guy who, I think he was probably testing for you, but he was using the medium light with a stick bait and the 14,000 twin spin.
Yeah.
They were catching 200-pound bluefin tuna on the medium light rod, which didn't make any sense. It's a thin rod, and they were catching huge fish.
That has a very unique construction. We use our Spiral X and our High Power X combined on that rod. It's very thin, lots of light, lots of power. That construction really allows the blank to not fold down and compress once it's bent over. And a lot of people don't understand. They really don't understand how much power a rod can withstand and drag pressure as long as you're holding it in the right position. Here's another thing. You can't break a rod either if you're pointing it directly at a fish. It's when you bend it from, like, 9's okay, 10's all right, 11, bad scenario. But I'm catching, even with our Travola S medium-light jigging rods, 50-pound, 55-pound yellowtail at the rocks, and they're the diameter of a, you know, small freshwater trout rod, you know? So don't worry about the blank of the rod. As long as it can cast the bait properly, our stuff's going to hold up well for you.
If you were only going to get a chance, you know, if you wanted to get a nice, you know, a nice spinning rod, but if you get that 200-pound bluefin that you could, you know, that you could bring it in,
you're
only going to fish 10 times a year. Is it worth going with the Twin Power versus the Stella? And you can buy a fancy rod for the same price. That's it, guys. I'll let you go.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. Great call and great input, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear this popping, you know, because it's a whole new passion for anglers out here, and I love it. It's great.
Now, what about what he mentioned with the Oceana rods there? We're getting into it. The popper thing is starting to become a thing. And, again, you talked about earlier, what's that ideal popper outfit going to be? Do you do you look at Therese? Do you look at the new Oceana rods? What would be the main reason that a person would choose one rod, one style of popping rod for our West Coast fishing over the other?
Right. Well, you know, you go the Therese, you know, is one thing. If it fits into the line of the Therese rods you already have, the two, it's got that reach up grip, which makes it nice. It's made out of TC4HM. It's still a caster rod, great. Those and have plenty of power, but a thinner, lighter jigging rod, you're going to be able to find in the Oshia rods, as well as the little bit longer links.
Okay.
You'll find your 8.3s, your 8.6s,
right.
Something a little bit longer, and it's very, very lightweight. And they're really designed specifically for some of these lighter lures and stuff, not just what we're making, but other things. So it's going to be a great rod to fish. I haven't fished one personally yet. I was going to take one to Panama, but I couldn't get one back from ICAST quick enough, but when you pick it up, you'll see the differences. You know, you honestly pick a Therese up, which is a great rod, very high-end, $250 rod. And then the Osha rods are, you know, $599. They're not cheap. But with the construction is what the main thing. That High Power X and Spiral X construction together make it that much better than that next step down.
Got it. There you go. Very well. Very well put. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Kevin and PB, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kevin. Good morning.
You there, Kevin?
No, Kevin.
Kevin from PB?
Yeah, it's you, brother.
What's
Let's
up, man? Phone down.
Hey, I'd like to make a comment on the reels to start with.
Okay.
I just love all the reels you guys make. I've had everything from the beginning, from the Toriums on up, even from the old TLDs.
Okay.
And then up to the Talicas. I went on a fishing trip to Tony Reyes this last year. The trip cost me $1,150. But I had to go to, you know, the Fred Hall show. And
there's another $1,100.
And buy Talicas.
Yeah.
And then $2,000 went to my reels just to
go
on a fishing trip and have fun. So I don't know which business is more profitable, but I just love the reels, everything. And what I do with my reels, I just love driving from PB all the way up to L.A. I get my reel service at Shimano. I like to hand them over the counter and tell them exactly what the issues are with my reels, if I have grinding or this and that. And the service is just incredible with Shimano.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It's imperative. And then the other thing is the rods are just absolutely killer. I have many Shimano rods, but I have a lot of custom rods too. But I believe Shimano engineers them better and makes all the guides and everything that's spacing better for castability. I have a Terramar that I bought a while back, I mean, like 8 years ago, and it's an inshore rod, and I have a reel with racing gears on it, and it's like just one rod that I use on all the bays, fishing from the shore and surf fishing. And this thing casts like you can't believe. The line just goes out. You know, you take a 3/8 lead head, you know, with a swim bait and cast it and catch bass and halibut. If you don't have time to go fishing on a boat, you can just go anywhere along shore, whether it's in the bays, I'm not going to tell you my spots, but and on the beach, and one rod will suit all needs.
That's cool.
Well, great. I'm glad you're happy with the stuff. We don't plan on changing it. You sound like you understand you're a lifelong Shimano guy is what we put as far as time and effort into our products. Yeah, I'm glad you like it. And like I said, we're constantly keeping pushing the envelope. We've always got to make it a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. We have times where you stumble. That's business. That happens. But that's okay. We're coming back on everything like that. So, yeah, we got some good stuff coming down the road.
You could call stumble whatever you want. You make the single best star drag reel available, period, in Trinidad.
That's the best reel ever.
You make the single best lever drag two-speed ever in Talica.
Thank you.
The Stella is no question the greatest spinning. I mean, there's just... There isn't, there isn't. It's a good spot to be.
It is a good thing. Like I said, that we can't make everybody happy all the time, but I guarantee if you buy it, you're going to like it and you're going to have it a long time. Those Talicas and stuff that you have there, you're probably going to have them for the next 10 to 15 years or longer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Edward calling from Costa Mesa. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Edward, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really appreciate you guys taking my call.
Thanks, Edward, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. Or maybe I need some advice. I've got a Calcutta 400B and also a Torium 20 that I just purchased. Now, I'm really looking at the new West Coast Torium. Terramar that you guys have.
Right.
What should I use? I mean, give me some advice on what should I match up with the Calcutta and also with the Torium.
Well, the Calcutta, I'm really fond of one of the swim bait rods, probably the 8-foot medium. Not a huge, when it comes to Calcuttas, I like a little bit lighter rod since that one's stiffer. I wouldn't want to go, you could try a medium heavy or medium light, or medium or medium heavy, see what you like, but in the 8-foot model, definitely go there. And then, like I said, for that Torium 20, that 7.6 that we're giving away, you may get lucky.
MH. ADH.
Yeah, you can kind of go wherever you want with that. You can go MH or you can go H. It's up to you on that. That's where you need to go into your local tackle store. Bend it, pull on it, you know, see what it's all about. Ask the guy behind the counter, can you take a reel out of there, put it on there, see what it feels like so you know what you're getting into. And either way, I think you'll be happy with the decision that you make.
I'll tell you the rod that I'm really...
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I was just wondering one more thing here.
Please.
What about float tubes? I've got a shout-out to the float tube community. You guys do anything on float tubes ever as far as discussion goes?
No, we don't, but...
I was going to say, you know, I mean, we don't do a ton freshwater-wise, but we're all for it, man. I mean, that's the beauty of Let's Talk Hookup. I think we like to do... I mean, we're 100% here because of guys like you, Edward, and if that's something that, you know, we get a lot of response, we'd love to have some of that. And I think same example goes with the guys we had from Gannett Dive Company last week. I mean, it was something totally different than what we talk about, but you know, we got great response. We're going to do that again. And if there's a lot of guys like yourself, Edward, we'd be way into doing that. You know, whether it be
a... I'm sorry. We have a crew that does the bays and everything out in Mission Bay and Newport and Data Point and everything like that. So we're saltwater guys, but we're out there in the float tube. So just want to give a shout-out to those guys if they're listening. And one more little thing is your service department out in Irvine, you guys are top-notch. I really appreciate it. I've been there twice and have two great experiences. Not only did they fix it, but they explained why it broke, how it broke, and how to prevent it.
Awesome. Yeah, they're a good group of guys, and we're actually getting ready to redo our Shimano facility there at One Holland. So you may have a... We'll have to go through the different doors, the front doors and stuff. We're getting ready to redo the downstairs and do a little remodel there. So we already have our Shimano bike business at 2 Holland across the street, but the 1 Holland, we will be there. But it'll be a little hectic probably for the next month or so, but we're still working on reels, which is just a little disorganized as we get through the upgrade that we're going to do there. But it'll be a beautiful facility.
New facility and the craziest fishing we've had in a while is not going to make their life any easier.
But you know what? We've got a good, really good group of guys, and all those guys fish now in there, they know what to look for. When you tell them, they know what to look for. So it's always good when you have guys working on reels that fish. They get it.
That's it. That's what's all about. And, you know, you got it. Hey, Edward, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot. Not a ton of time. Let's try and sneak in a couple more. Rob in Riverside, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey, Rob. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got a question for you. I love the flat falls. I've killed them on the wax wing. One thing I don't have confidence in is the Colt Sniper. In today's fishing, what we're experiencing, when are you reaching for the Colt Sniper and how are you fishing it?
The Cool Sniper, once again, it's a great lure. Make sure that you're using like 80 and 100 gram because it falls really fast. It sinks really quick. We had that little discussion today on the radio about 80 or 100. So either one of those work really well right now. That Cold Sniper is going to be the best for you, especially when that stuff's breaking around, little spots of fish up here, spot up there. What was one of the best times for that was early in the season when you get a spot of breaking fish, 100 yards in front of you. You can get that Cold Sniper. It casts very, very long due to the shape of it. And get that jig out probably almost 100 yards away from you on the right rod and reel setup and get on it before that fish goes down. And you want to get it while it's up and breaking. And you don't want to use too heavy of a lure because as soon as you use the heavy one, it goes down below before the fish can even really see it and you miss those fish. So use it so you can cast it a long ways and you'll catch them on that. Good color, white and silver, chrome and blue, chrome and green. Any of the colors have been pretty solid. It hasn't been a color issue this year.
That's the thing is that 80 gram, it just looks like that offshore bait that's around. I mean, I don't think it probably would make the world a difference, but a lot of times you're going to get your bite when those fish are up and splashing around. A lot of times you're already bit before you even get the handle turning.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
exactly.
That thing landed in the spot of fish. They've got a spot of bait that's pushed up to the surface. They're eating every bait they can get their hands. A lot of times by the time you made your cast, put your reel into gear and start picking up the slack, one's already swimming away with that.
We hooked a 100-pounder in a group of 20 to 30-pound fish early in the season. We took our little Shimano boat that we have out there out. And I took one of the bike guys, he made a cast on it, and he's like, oh, I got a little one, and ended up being a over 100-pounder that we fought from 9:30 in the morning till 11:30 in the afternoon. And it was on an 80-gram Cold Sniper. Don't be afraid early in the season, too, of going even as small down as the 42, because bait's smaller, fish are a little less active.
There you go. Great info. Appreciate that again, Rob. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I'll try and sneak one more in there. We're going to talk to Brian, calling from Temecula. Brian, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm glad you guys got my call in.
Brian.
Question regarding the recommended setup for flat falls and depth under. How would you set up for that?
Good question.
Well, that's a good one, actually. So the flat fall, you kind of can almost get away with anything you would use your surface iron on. You can vertical jig on any of the jigging rods, but like an 8-foot medium, you can go with the Terramar that we're talking about right now would be fine, or 7.6 Terramar, with like a Torium 16, Torium 20. Even if you wanted to use something like that, the smaller ones, and go with a Corrado 300 EJ. A lot of guys are fishing it that way too and tie in direct. So that's kind of the setup for that.
My flat fall is slightly less towards the lighter side and the rope. One, because I'm not Mark Mills, so I don't have an unlimited supply of flat falls. I'm joking, because I know
no,
you don't either.
True.
I know.
Neither do I.
So I don't have that. And I like heavy gear. I fish mine on a Talica 12 or a Trinidad 20. I fish 65-pound Power Pro, and I fish a heavy piece of fluoro because the one thing with the flat fall, they eat it so good, and they eat it on the sink that more often than not, that fish will literally inhale the bait. And bluefin that we have right now, they have teeth. They chew you off more than others. So I fish a heavy piece of fluoro on mine. I fish 65-pound Power Pro to a piece of 50-pound fluoro, and they eat that thing so good.
Yeah, you got to remember, too, we have 180-pound fish around right now that'll eat it just as good.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're stuck with the 10- to 15-pound tuna. I don't know what you want to throw it on, depending on the grade of the fish that's sitting around. Don't be afraid because something bigger may eat it.
The beauty is they bite it. They bite it really good. Brian, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, it's time. When we come back, we're going to find out what two lucky callers have themselves brand-new Shimano Terramar rods. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran Electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winners of the Shimano Terramar brand new West Coast TMC 76 MH rods, Don in Woodland Hills and Brian in Temecula. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with those new rods. Mills, can't begin to thank you enough. It always blows me away how fast 2 hours come by. You make it so much fun. And man, there is so much great stuff coming out of Shimano right now. We love it. We love being associated with it. We're so proud to have you as a major part of Let's Talk Hookup. I love using the gear, both at the shop and the show. And, man, we just can't thank you enough.
Thanks, Ricky. We appreciate it. Hey, and want to see more about Shimano, check on www.shimano.com, Fishside. And we appreciate all the support out there. And get out there and get fishing. Looks, hopefully we got a few more months of this stuff left.
I think you're right, man. I think we got a lot more to come. Again, thank you, Mills. Thanks for keeping us up to date and up with the best gear. And hey, we appreciate you listening this morning. A great show today. Looking forward to another great show tomorrow. Craig Heber from NOAA is going to be joining us. Now, Craig, a fishing guy, a fishing friend of the show, now one of the head guys at NOAA. It's going to be a very interesting show. Lots to talk about there. You stay tuned. That's Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090.